From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, August 19th. Coming up, we'll learn how protesters have prepared to get their message out during the Democratic National Convention this week. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. As delegates arrive for the Democratic National Convention, protesters are packing the streets of Chicago. Last night, demonstrators marched along Michigan Avenue against the war in Gaza and for abortion and LGBTQ+ rights.
This is Christine Hatfield with Illinois Public Media outside of Grant Park in Chicago. We're on the eve of the first day of the Democratic National Convention. A pretty significant protest has taken shape. They marched through the city earlier today. They've now taken up station here in Grant Park. Many, many flags being waved, chants of Free Palestine. Many, many police here. We'll be hopefully talking more about the protests, what they're asking for, on the 21st show this week.
You can listen to the 21st show at 11 a.m. on AM 580 or tonight at 6 p.m. on FM 90.9. Starting tonight at 7, you can watch the Democratic National Convention live from Chicago on WILL-TV or listen to coverage on AM 580. More than 40% of patients at Rush University Medical Center perhaps want to avoid the headache of coming downtown. They've booked virtual doctor visits this week during the Democratic National Convention since the hospital is so close to the United Center. Shonda Morrow with Rush says the hospital is prepared for the unexpected, too.
In terms of our drills, we're spot on, particularly for any mass casualty and or, as we had spoken before, any type of dirty bomb where there's decontamination.
Rush is one of the busiest hospitals in the city. It has an emergency department built to handle a major disaster, and most people in catastrophes don't come by ambulance. They get dropped off or just show up. Chicago will host the 117th NAACP convention in July 2026. Yesterday's announcement comes as the city plays host to the Democratic National Convention this week. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says both conventions continue the fight for social justice and civil rights.
So the ideas that are born from this convention or these conventions that turn into impactful action throughout the year. And it's these actions that will continue to uplift, empower, and support and protect Black community, which ultimately provides liberation for all.
Chicago last hosted the NAACP convention in 1994. Officials say the 2026 edition is expected to bring 10,000 visitors, creating an economic impact of $27.5 million. 23 Paralympians affiliated with the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign are ready to represent the United States at the 2024 Paralympic Games in Paris. Brian Seaman has competed in the Paralympics since 2012. This year, he'll participate in the 100, 400, 800, and 5,000-meter wheelchair races, as well as the marathon events.
A medal is what I'm going for at the end of the day, but I have to look back at my entire progress that I've made this season. As long as I race well, I'll be happy with whatever the outcome is. And fingers crossed, if I race well, then I get a medal at the end of the day, too.
Seaman and the other athletes are looking to enjoy the experience and have fun. The athletes leave for Paris on Wednesday. Still to come, we'll learn how protesters have prepared to get their message out during the Democratic National Convention this week. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st show, the Democratic National Convention is getting underway in Chicago. We'll have a preview, plus we'll talk with a historian about the parallels and differences from the Democrats' disastrous Chicago Convention in 1968. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The Democratic National Convention kicks off in Chicago today. Local and federal officials say they've been preparing for a year to keep the city safe during the event. Demonstrators have been preparing for months, too. They say they're committed to keeping each other safe and to making sure their message is heard. Michael Puente reports.
Just 2 weeks ago, a couple of hundred people gathered across the street from the Chicago Hilton on Michigan Avenue to greet former President Donald Trump. Chicagoan Kobe Gilroy was leading the group and chanting messages with heavy disdain and even some profanity against Trump, the GOP nominee for president. Gilroy can spend hours on the megaphone without losing his voice.
I'm a teacher. You know, it kind of comes with the territory. You kind of have to raise your voice every now and then.
Gilroy says smaller protests like the Trump appearance helped him prepare for the main event coming up, when they expect thousands of people to join them in the streets during the DNC.
You know, we've been protesting for a long time, so every protest is practice, is preparation.
During the week of the DNC, there are protest marches planned for the first, third, and final days of the convention. They're focused on several issues, housing, education, policing. But the cause expected to draw most protesters is the ongoing conflict in Gaza. Gilroy is part of a pro-Palestinian protest movement demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and an end to U.S. military aid to Israel. He says he doesn't see a meaningful difference between Democrats and Republicans.
So, you know, it's an entire system that we're up against. That's why we protested against the RNC a couple weeks ago. We're protesting against the DNC.
But he knows not everyone feels that way. He's expecting counter-protesters, including people who support Israel and right-wing activists. Guillory says part of preparing for the DNC is training their side not to react to others.
We're training marshals right now, you know, to keep people safe. And as you can see, there's some agitators over there. You know, we're training people to de-escalate situations like that. Most people, you know, are interested in keeping themselves safe and keeping their community safe. So, you know, we just, you know, stay together. Our strength is our unity.
Nino Brown is an organizer with the Party for Socialism and Liberation. He says he doesn't expect the recent switch in Democratic nominees from President Joe Biden to Vice President Kamala Harris will dampen enthusiasm for protesting during the DNC.
It doesn't really matter now that Kamala Harris is the likely nominee because we are living under partially her government right now. So we can't really expect anything different. And she hasn't indicated anything that she will be much different from Biden. So either way, the march of fascism will continue. Neither party can stop it.
Brown says in their preparation, they've talked about messaging and de-escalation. And they've also talked a lot about safety and preparing for worst-case scenarios.
We are organizing ourselves internally to do security trainings, stop the bleed trainings, working with street medic groups, as many street medical people that we can to provide medical support if people get hurt. We know it's not going to stop any bullets, but we want to be prepared for anything.
And being prepared for anything is why Hatem Abudeya is still pushing, even today, for the city to extend the route for Monday and Thursday protests from 1 mile to more than 2 miles in length, to accommodate as many demonstrators as possible. He's the lead spokesman for a pro-Palestinian coalition.
1 mile is not going to be enough for everybody to be able to practice their First Amendment rights and to be able to protest the DNC.
But a federal judge this week sided with the city in keeping the route near the convention center to 1 mile in length. Abadea's group is appealing that decision.
That was Michael Puente reporting. Follow the DNC, protests, and more by listening to the 21st show at 11 a.m. on AM 580 or tonight at 6 on FM 90.9. Starting tonight at 7, you can watch the Democratic National Convention live from Chicago on WILL-TV or listen to coverage on AM 580. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 78 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Christine Hatfield, Kristen Schorsch, Katine O'Connell, Adeline Moy, and Michael Puente. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.